DW.
Welcome back, everyone. It is me, Trash Boy. I'm back again to pick up some trash, and today I'm looking at this basketball hoop, and it looks like there's a lot of litter in there. Let's go clean it up.
Waste to energy plants are an alternative to landfilling trash. And the name is pretty self-explanatory. They turn our trash into electricity.
Josh, who ordered the Grande Iced White Mocha, why did you litter this,
Trash, food waste, eco-friendly cleaning products. These aren't the kinds of topics that usually get a lot of attention online. But thanks to TikTok, environmental activists are now reaching millions of people. The hashtag climate change has 630 million views on the video sharing app. Sustainable has 650 million and counting.
If you want to combat climate change, one of the best things you can do is go vegan or eat less meat. Come on, guys, it's not that bad.
TikTok has more than 2 billion downloads worldwide, mostly by Generation Z. That's people in their teens and early 20s. And a new collective of young climate influencers called EcoTalk is going viral, with videos about recycling, carbon capture, even biodiverse lawns. But do these fun, snappy videos actually work? Does online activism lead to action offline?
As a marine biologist, I believe marine protected areas are a great way to restore the health of our oceans. In fact, I don't think we can save it without them.
EcoTalk member Carissa Cabrera is a biologist who makes TikToks about marine conservation. Based in Hawaii, she goes by the username Carissa and Climate, and her videos have had more than 1 million likes.
What I try to do is I try to keep it fun, I try to make it relatable, and I try to make it inclusive. So the last thing I want to do is have people feel like they can't help the ocean because they don't live near it or because they're not old enough. And I definitely also don't want people to feel like shame or guilt about not doing enough. I want them to feel like excited and inspired.
One of Carissa's most popular recent videos was of severe flooding in her home state. It's narrated with a simple but powerful line.
This isn't global warming. This isn't climate change. Let's call it exactly what it is. Climate crisis.
The video has had almost 300,000 views, and it's just 10 seconds long.
That's why it's almost like a challenge, because you have to somehow find this super dense topic and make it viral material. Whereas in reality, a lot of the viral material that I see on TikTok could be dances, it could be comedy, things like that. How do you make science very fun for everyone?
So what does it take to make a climate video go viral? Carissa says it should be no more than 30 seconds, and viewers need to know in the first 3 seconds what the video is about. And you have to make something that people remember, rewatch, or share.
Yeah, I think most people use TikTok as like a form of mindless entertainment.
That's Sophia Moore, an 18-year-old high school student based in California. Sophia is involved with lots of different social causes, including the environment, but she's not convinced that TikTok is the place for climate activism.
So I think that TikTok is a more passive form of engaging with the climate justice movement. I think it's like you'll watch it if you want and you'll skip it if you don't. Because climate content is just mixed into like my other stuff, it's really easy to like see it, like it, and then move on. And then, you know, the next video is like how to make homemade bread. And the next video is like how to pack to move across the country. It's like, okay, cool. So it's like easy to forget climate content.
If TikTok users see environmental content as optional entertainment, does that mean they're less likely to be mobilized in real life? Well, according to one study by research consultancy Reach 3, TikTok users are more likely to act on their political beliefs. One example is the support for the Black Lives Matter movement last summer. But there's no research looking specifically at climate videos on TikTok yet. Dr. Sander van der Linden, a professor of social psychology at Cambridge University and editor-in-chief of the Journal of Environmental Psychology, studies viral social media campaigns, like the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. He says campaigns can result in action if they are social, as in you can see others participating, if they support a moral cause, and if they elicit emotion. But the catch is that support for these causes can be short-lived.
What I found was that actually, you know,
a lot of people are not that socially motivated by climate change. We're not feeling the peer pressure in terms of actually acting on climate change online. Most people actually don't see climate change as a moral issue. A lot of people don't experience strong emotions about climate change in the same way as we do about other issues. So I actually find that it's a very difficult sort of cause to generate momentum for in the long term.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
There's also the question of whether TikTok activists are reaching new audiences. In January, Dr. van der Linden published a paper with a team of Yale researchers called The Greta Thunberg Effect. It concluded that people already familiar with Thunberg were more likely to do something about global warming because they feel part of a like-minded group.
But, and I would say here's the caveat again, is that also in our research we found that this is mostly among people with whom the message resonates. So people who are more, slightly more liberal, people who self-identify as an environmentalist. So typically not the people maybe that you're hoping to come out, which are the people who are not supporting climate change currently. So, you know, the question is, are you mostly preaching to the choir?
Another issue with climate information on TikTok is it runs the risk of scaring people off, literally. Some of the videos on the app try to use fear to attract views.
This is the amount of time we have left to act before climate change changes our world forever. And not in a good way. In just 7 years, yes, 7 years.
Fearful content can grab people's attention. I think that's, you know, that's pretty clear. But then, you know, the question is whether it subsequently disengages people. And I think that's the risk.
People are dying and will continue to die if we don't do something.
Carissa and the rest of the EcoTalk collective try to avoid this kind of doom and gloom content, while also getting across the urgency of the crisis. That's why Carissa's TikToks usually include a simple task that people can do.
Here's three simple swaps you can make in your bathroom to reduce your own waste.
Everyone can be an environmentalist. You don't have to have a degree, and we need everyone to be an environmentalist. And so people need to feel motivated and inspired to do that instead of like, oh my gosh, we must be doing this because we're feeling guilted into it.
And she says users are taking action after watching by signing petitions or making small changes to their everyday habits.
And that feels so amazing, but we also want to be part of this larger, more nuanced conversation about how the responsibility of climate action shouldn't just be falling on the backs of individuals. We want people to feel like we need to hold leadership accountable.
Whether or not climate activism on TikTok will spark meaningful change offline, one thing is clear.
I think that Gen Z is pissed, actually. I mean, I felt this a little bit as well when I was younger. I felt like I inherited a dying planet. I feel like there's so much injustice in the world that has been laid by the complacency of generations before, and they are not accepting it. And that's pretty amazing to see. And it's also exactly what we need.
For DW, I'm Claire Wiley in Los Angeles. DW.